Do you believe for a moment that if there was a cure for cancer, any form of cancer, that the public would be told? If so, I have some fantastic oceanside property in Arizona I'd love to sell you. Hello, my name is Ernest. Welcome. Let's jump right into this. Right from the start, I want to tell you that there is a huge difference between cost and value. And the vast majority of people simply don't understand this. But never fear, Ernest is here. And by the time you finish watching this, if you didn't know that difference, you will. You see, once upon a time in America, around 50 years ago, people did understand that. But since then, slowly but inexorably, Americans became conditioned to a something-for-nothing mentality under the guise of value, and it has only gotten far worse ever since. Let me give you just one concrete example of what I'm talking about. And what I'm going to tell you will save you many thousands of dollars of grief and the inevitable bottles of booze to drown your sorrows in. All I ask is to let your conscience be your guide, and maybe, just maybe, it will justify getting that tote bag that I'm peddling. That is, assuming you're not a sociopath, and understand that the bigger message I'm trying to put across is the necessity to form what I have spoken of many times, symbiotic relationships, without which you end up with the extremely narcissistic and self-centered society we have in America today. But enough with the social critiquing. Just watch this and hear me out. If you are poor, honest language for what has been deceivingly twisted into something being called economically challenged, you should never, ever buy a Subaru. Now, I know there may be many of you out there who don't believe or want to believe me. I'm just asking you to hear me out. Subarus have been endlessly touted for their asymmetrical all-wheel drive system. There are many YouTube videos actually demonstrating how well that system works by actually demonstrating on a multi-wheeled ramp how it's able to climb that ramp, or even climbing up a steep dirt road compared to other SUVs, such as Jeep, Hondas, and Toyotas, and others, where it clearly demonstrates how Subaru is superior when all the others fail. It is marketing genius, because it is absolutely and undeniably true. The asymmetrical all-wheel drive system is vastly superior. That is, until it isn't. There are several other mechanical, mostly drive-related issues that are unique to Subarus. But by far, the biggest problem is the infamous head gasket issue. Now, despite what Subaru claims, with having a new head gasket designed, especially in the last decade or so, that the issue has been solved. But the truth is, it hasn't, and it probably never will be. The problem is in the inherent design of the Boxer engine itself. The problem is a combination of chemistry and physics, which the reaction between the engine coolant and the engine oil right at the seepage point at the bottom of the engine. As the car simply sits, gravity pulls coolant and oil to the bottom of the engine, and over time, on a micro level, because the head gasket is basically submerged in both coolant and oil, there is an inevitable reaction between the gasket seepage point and the coolant, and the gasket eventually, much faster than other engines, prematurely fails. It always has, and it probably always will. This problem could be readily resolved if Subaru simply switched to an inline 4 or inline 6 engine. But Subaru doesn't want to do that because it would raise the engine's center of gravity and dramatically affect the car's agility and traction. It would also lose its asymmetrical all-wheel drive, which is what Subaru has built its entire house of cards on, which is the primary reason why they won't or can't use a more conventional inline or V configuration engine, because it would set much higher in the engine bay and, as I already said, dramatically affect the car's center of gravity and agility. So this is the reason why, along with other expensive to repair front end mechanical issues, if you're a person of normal means, you should never buy a Subaru. Other than that, they're fantastic cars. Now, let me explain how buying and owning a Subaru actually works. If you're a well-heeled, educated, high-income type, they're fantastic, and Subaru's scam doesn't really affect you. In most cases, many of these potential buyers already know about this inherent issue. But unlike you and I, they can afford to do what you and I can't, buy a new one. I'm going to say this once more. Other than the inherent issues I just mentioned, Subarus are really great cars, until they're not. Despite Subaru's claims that the head gasket issue has been fixed, it hasn't. And that failure will occur somewhere between 90 to 130K at best. So as soon as it approaches that mile marker, those well-heeled and knowledgeable Subaru owners trade them in before that bomb explodes. And that particular repair, if done properly, because you must remove the engine, runs about $4,000. This is the reason why you can find Foresters and Outbacks on new car lots or used car lots with just under 100K. Clean, looking fantastic, and even driving well. Just bear in mind, the clock on what I've been talking about is ticking. And now, just a brief message for my sponsor, you. A message for my podcast listeners only. It's the new Ernest Van tote bag. It's great looking and big, measuring 13 by 12 by 7 inches, so it holds lots of stuff. Oh, okay. I don't want to give the wrong message that all Americans are obnoxious. It's a really nice tote bag. So if you'd like one, go to my website and click on the Ernest Stuff tab, and I'll get one out to you right away. Sorry for the obnoxiousness. If you buy that car, and I personally have known several people that have done this, you may be initially ecstatic, grabbing one somewhere between 7 to 10K. Very happy, telling others how you got such a fantastic deal. You drive this fantastic car for 6 months, maybe a year. Then the head gasket problems and or front end drive components fail. And all that Subaru love with that $4,000 repair bill hits you. And suddenly that love goes flying right out the window. In conclusion, I'll just say this. Subaru's current marketing tagline is love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. I believe it should be marketing. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Simply put, if you're poor, buy a Honda Civic, a Toyota Camry, or so many other cars, but run from a Subaru. So if you're wondering, why am I telling you all this? First, because I've reached an age and stage in life that I'm fully realizing that life is short and I want to accomplish something positive in this life before I leave it. And second, I'm really tired of living on ramen noodles. Now, I hope you found this helpful or at least interesting, And if you have any questions, you can reach out to me via my website link in the description below. And if you really want to give me a compliment, telling a friend about the show would be the best compliment you could ever give me. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.